my goodness. Here, it's Sarah's here. Is it time for the Sarah Palin Show? Is it time? I don't know. It must be.
Hi, I'm Sarah Palin, and tonight I'm putting on my journalist hat to do some journalism for you. And tonight I'm going to have a guest on the show, and we're going to do some talking for you. And tonight's guest on the show is going to be Don McElroy, who's a dentist like my friend Orly Tates. And she's the, well, never mind. We'll have her on later also. But tonight we have another dentist from the State Board of Education, the Texas State Board of Education, for ya, who's been working to put our friend Jesus back in the schools, because you just can't have science with no Jesus. And that's why we need more dentists to put some teeth into that one. With Jesus and science and children's alternative to the liberal evolution theology, because you can't have education without children and Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. I almost forgot. Welcome to the show, Don. You're on the State Board of Education, the Texas State Board of Education, and it's good to have you with me.
Oh, thank you, Sarah. Actually, I'm serving on a committee. We have a revolving door policy on the
Well, that's state, nifty, Don. But I'll tell you, I'm going to be the keynote speech talker at the teabaggering thing coming up tomorrow, I think, also.
The Texas Board of Education wants Jesus to put the Ten Commandments back where he found
them. Gee, that's great, Don. So are you coming to Nashville to do some teabagging with us? I'm the speaker there. Did I say that?
Well, thank you. I heard you say that.
Don, what's your position on teabagging?
My position?
Yeah, when you're teabagging.
Well, my administration's position on teabagging is prone to allow flexibility despite dips in the economy or the influence of overinflated polls.
You can't have teabagging without inflated polls.
I'm glad you asked that question, Sarah. And as you know, we've been through some pretty hairy times lately, and sometimes you just have to take it on the chin. The other large poll numbers are a real stretch, but we feel like we pull out of our tail spin soon and leave this behind.
Well, you betcha.
But I don't want to bite off more than I can chew right now. I've already said a mouthful, and too much salty rhetoric often comes back up to me during my critics' frequent smear campaigns. I have to keep my eyes on the ball.
Here's looking at you, Don.
Well, thank you, Sarah. While I'm here, I'd like to get something else off my chest that's gotten pretty sticky as of late. I've been accused of double-dipping after hiring my wife as the chief poll watcher and media mouthpiece. But I've had to fill many slots rapidly in my campaign after the unfortunate spill at Face Island, following what the press calls the Dirty Sanchez incident over at Cleveland Steamer High School. My wife is time-tested for giving me headway when something like this is dangling over us, but we're going to nip this one in the bud, Sarah, together, even if we have to do something that might leave a bad taste in our mouth. We'll just have to wait and see whatever comes our way.
So what's next, Don?
Well, I haven't been able to spend much time with my children once they got old enough to fight me off. But so it's great that my wife could strap one on behind me, no matter what comes up or how much we have to face, as long as we're together. And thank you for your concern and all your listeners. Don't forget to vote for me and Jesus for Texas Board of Education. And y'all here at the studio, please pick up one of our free homeschooling guides on your way out. Remember, we chew the mold off the old bags at the Green Party, so don't forget to recycle those tea products when you throw your vote away. Thank you for your time. God bless America. And remember, Jesus loves Texas.
Oh, he does. Jesus loves Texas. Thank you, Don. That's about all the time I have, so don't forget to watch me whenever I'm talking on the air next time. So praise God and keep your tea bags dry till next time. See you guys later. And this is Sarah Palin with the Sarah Palin Show with me, Sarah Palin.